BBC America. And now, live from London, the BBC World News.
This is Tiffany Roberts reporting for BBC News at 10 to the hour, every hour. This news update concerns a newly formed World Peace Organization called the United Nations, otherwise known as the UN. As you know, the world has been traumatized by the horrific event, World War II. The events that have occurred in World War II include the extermination of the Jewish people and other races that were considered inferior in Adolf Hitler's mind, the mass amounts of death due to warfare and guns, the release of the atomic bomb in Japan, which will lead to problems in the future, and other technological advancements that have been used in this war. To deal with the actions and events that have occurred in the past 6 years, this new organization has been formed. With a little more background information on the United Nations, let's go to our specialist, Paige McWhorter. Paige.
Thank you, Tiffany. Hello, my name is Paige McWhorter, and I have been doing some in-depth research on the interesting past of the newly found organization known as the United Nations. Many researchers speculate that the United Nations has based its goals and plans from the League of Nations, which was created in light of the events of World War I in 1919. The League of Nations, while good in its intent, has been unable, obviously, to prevent war and other problems that it claimed to stop. Yet, unlike the League of Nations, it is believed that the United Nations will be more effective and play a bigger role in securing peace. This is not only thought by delegates and people concerning the United Nations, but also by the general public. Now to Tiffany, who is in San Francisco, where delegates from 50 nations have just drafted a charter for the United Nations. Tiffany?
Thanks, Paige. Yes, I'm here in lovely San Francisco, California, where the UN Charter has just been drafted on this historic date, June 26, 1945. It's said to be officially effective on October 24, 1945, this same year. In this charter, each of the 50 delegates gets one vote in the General Assembly. The General Assembly, if you don't know, is where the members can debate issues such as poverty, world hunger, and war. There's also a Security Council that has more power and is made up of 15 members from different nations, 5 of them being permanent members. These permanent members include the United States, the Soviet Union, now known as Russia, Britain, France, and of course, China. The goal of giving these 5 permanent countries more power is to ensure peace, but it is perceived that there will be differences among the powerful nations, just like there have been for many generations. The United Nations has been created not only to ensure peace and solve issues that could lead to war, but it also will take on many other world problems. Now, for more information on those world problems that the UN will take on, let's go to a representative of the United Nations who has just came out of the meeting. Representative?
Thank you. Our organization will not only ensure peace, but it will also work hard to prevent disease, to improve education around the world, to protect refugees in time of the need, and aid nations that need help in developing economically. Some agencies that will be created from the UN will be the World Health Organization, also known as WHO, and the Food and Agriculture Organization, known as FAO. There's a lot of information concerning the United Nations that the general public is unaware of. The organization is based on the principle of sovereign equality of all its members. There's no prejudice of race, sex, religion, or language. The General Assembly shall meet in regular annual sessions and such special sessions as occasion may require. This special session would be able to talk about small situations that could potentially be a worldwide problem. There are many rules and laws forbidding any member of the United Nations to deal with a problem by using violence, threatening, or endangering the peace or security of any other person. Hopefully, With the creation of the UN, the world will be a better place. Not only for our generation, but for many generations to come. If the UN does not succeed in keeping peace, then other alternatives will have to be found. But for now, things are looking very optimistic for the future. Now back to Tiffany at BBC headquarters. Tiffany?
Thank you, Representative. That is all the news update for now. Please tune in to BBC News, 10 to the hour, every hour, for your United Nations information. Hopefully, this United Nations will be very productive and help us all in succeeding to not have a World War III, which would be very bad. That is all for now. Thank you, and good evening.